we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I know he's coming through here soon enough, but Justin Timberlake has postponed two more concerts because of his bruised vocal cords. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal, especially for, so he's not, you know, he's not that old. It has nothing to do with age, but that's a huge deal.
Well, yeah, so, especially when you know, sing.
Yes. Yeah, no kidding. So he's postponed quite a few here along the way. So hopefully that'll clear up. I don't know what you do for bruised vocal cords.
I guess you just have to rest.
I know.
I hope he comes through Vegas with no problems because
same
I bought
here.
Tickets.
Same, oh, no.
For my daughter.
Yeah.
For her birthday to go. And she's been waiting to go see Justin Timberlake.
When is that? When is the concert?
December 1st.
Yeah. Okay.
One night.
Boy, hopefully.
Rest well,
hopefully.
Up, Justin!
Yes, I know. Send
rest
me tea.
Up.
Hot tea, Justin. Hot tea and honey. Just listen to us. We know.
Echinacea.
We know. Yes, that's right.
Echinacea.
Chamomile. Jeez.
Okay.
Chris Pratt and Anna Faris. This is the thing. They've settled their divorce. They've agreed to live. They're living within 5 miles of each other until their six-year-old son finishes sixth grade. That's in the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
They're co-parenting from a few miles away. They'll share custody, flexible schedule, depending on their own work commitments. A lot of people, I think it's cool that parents can do this, you know, that they're doing it, that they get along, that they've worked it out, it's amicable, and they can raise their kids in a civil manner.
We did the same thing with the girl's mother.
Right.
She and I got along very well, and
that's
for the sake of the
should,
kids,
yeah.
and to this day.
Yeah, that's good.
And I think it's very beneficial.
It is.
I'm not
an
expert, but it worked out for us.
But, I mean, I understand people get divorced for a reason. I get
right.
that. But if you can keep it civil, I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
This is really cool. Lady Gaga may star in the big screen adaptation of Wicked. She's the number one choice for producers. They want her, and she's hot right now. And they're kind of afraid, you know, with A Star Is Born. You know, she's got some great reviews. She could be up for an Oscar. If she wins an Oscar, that money's going up. So get her now. I think she would be fabulous in that. I love that musical. I think she'd be really good in that. And Oprah Winfrey has released her 2018 list of favorite things. Lots of affordable stuff, they say, for, you know, this time around. Lots of affordable stuff. But there's also like a $168 adult onesie.
Yeah.
Fingerless gloves for $150.
Nice.
And a $200 foot massager. That doesn't sound horrible. But it is a cool list of stuff. I will try to post that on our website so you can take a look. Some great gift ideas, actually. That is my painfully deep take for this hour, sponsored by Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. You need some help? 702-728-5500. 96.3 KKLZ. KKLZ.